الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just a few reminders for myself and for all the followers of the talk proper, by which we can take maximum benefit, inshallah, from every talk of deen this year. Every bayan, every talk of deen, four things ulama have shown, have told us to do. One is, firstly, the niyyat to listen. Not just that we are here, but my mind must be present. Sometimes we are present, but our minds are floating around in other things. Also, it happens that we fall asleep also, because we thought our mind was not praying. So make a niyat that I must listen, my attention must be there. The second is, make a niyat I must retain and remember what is being said. Usually we just listen, perhaps like entertainment, or just it's a formality, or we take it as a ibadah. And after bayan, if you ask somebody what was said, I forgot. Because our niyat was not there. And it's just a matter of me, that my niyat must remember what is being said. The third, make the niyat of amal. If we don't make the niyat, usually then we know how many bayans we heard, but our amal we see we are still very good, because we never make the niyat. So when we hear any bayan, kitab reading, anything, make niyat that what I have heard I'm going to make amal. And the fourth thing, the niyat that I'm going to propagate. I'll tell other people, my family, I'll tell my friends, we go to work now, discuss it, on the way discuss it, we tell somebody else, we revise it. If we do that, from one bayan, we will benefit from many. Otherwise, all night we are listening bayan, but we're not really getting anywhere. And that is me also talking all of us. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Ta'ala refers to a very great favor of Allah Ta'ala. لَفَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala has shown a great favor on the believers. Let us try and appreciate this favor. We don't think of it. Somebody does something else for us. He sent the whole family for Umrah. He gave us a new car. How much more we think of it? Allah is saying that on the believers, I've shown a great favor. But how much do we think of this favor? And what is that favor? If ba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim. Allah sent our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. So this is a great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala. And it was right from the beginning till now. At the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came, and today, without the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the sunnah, etc., we are in darkness, open darkness. We are in this light. So it is Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, our great benefactor, that Allah sent him to us with Allah's favor. And he came to us, and otherwise we should have been in open misguidance. So we have to follow the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We have to bring his teachings in our life. Appreciation, one is from the heart, a person appreciates Allah gives us all confidence. Others with our tongue we speak. We should also be speaking now and then that Allah, you send your Rasul to us. We read Durood Sharif, think also that, oh Allah, you are great, nothing you send to us. I send you Durood, this is our appreciation. And the main thing is, we make our lives according to it. What the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were, that is the real appreciation. So Allah says, it's a great favor. What is the favor? يَكْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Three major efforts on the saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. There were many other efforts also, but three major efforts. One is that our Bangati, our Darul Ulum, the impartation of Islamic knowledge. This is a great favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is that the Nabi alayhi wa sallam to establish in the world. So our makatib system, mashallah, here, many places we have got it, sir. Let us appreciate this. Our Darul Ulooms, let us appreciate them, where Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif is being taught, and especially where it is taught in the way that it was taught by the Sultan of Allah, one-on-one basis, not for example online. Online we can get information, but then no one will come when we work with the person. So that is very, very important. I usually say that perhaps, and there are muftis who give permission that you can get married over the phone. Over perhaps online also you can get married, perhaps somebody will give permission. But online you never get a baby. For a baby, meeting is absolutely essential. It's a little one, but the meeting is absolutely. So the knowledge can come perhaps, but the nur of nabuwat, the actual substance, that will only come when we, so when we learn our deen from our ulama and those who have studied in our madaris. So this is a very important aspect, and nowadays we have to give great importance to it. This is the, for small, small excuses we keep our children away from madrasa for a haircut. Today it is for some extra education, language, math. Or even for sports we keep them away from madrasa. For other reasons, some places even for dancing, ballet dancing, other excursions, we keep them away from madrasa. It is the most important. Give it its due importance. And our Dada knows where children are taught what the Quran and Hadith teaches. Otherwise, our children may be growing. For example, one thing is they learn in Darwin's theory of evolution. That is that our forefathers were monkeys in our Islam. And we are the progeny of some monkeys. And this is being taught to our children. We have to be very careful of this. Where are we sending them? What is being taught to them? The Big Bang Theory, for example, that one Big Bang took place and everything fell in place in the world. How can that be even logical? Even this glass, we have to drop it on a tile floor, concrete floor, with a small bang. But the glass won't be made, it will break. So, but they make us to believe and tell us that there was a Big Bang, Big Bang, and then everything fell in place immediately. How can that ever happen? But we are making a belief. And then also the theory of that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. One basic fundamental teaching of the scientists. Whereas Allah Ta'ala creates matter from nothing. And Allah Ta'ala destroys the thing and there is no exist nothing of itself. It is Allah's Qudrat. So our this makatib and our ulooms and the knowledge there, in contrast to the other wrong knowledge that we are getting, our children have been exposed to. And then again at the schools, etc., unfortunately it burns everyone's heart. Regularly we are now hearing a boy has married a non-Muslim girl, the Muslim girl has married a non-Muslim boy, and they're just living like that also. They upset their parents, they upset society, everyone. Just as enough. Finish. And what is, we have to have the love of Allah in His Rasul. And then do everything according to that. Otherwise, this is a common thing, Allah forgive us and Allah guide us. Otherwise, everywhere you hear this. The second duty of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, major duty was the tabligh of deen. To convey deen to others. This also, alhamdulillah, we are constantly, reasonably, our tabligh jamaat is doing great and fantastic work. They're going out, inviting people. Ijtima's are taking place. This year, our ijtima in our area will be in Azadu in April. Try and attend the ijtima, make efforts of going out in jamaat also. Lot of benefit. And all types of teaching deen. Whether it is by bayans also, whether it is with inside, appreciating the correct way, whether it is posters on the board there, everything to convey the message. And the work of tabligh and da'wah, and this also according to the sunnah of Rasulullah.
We teach deen also, but it must be in the parameters of our sunnah and sharia. We use, for example, videos and to go on YouTube, etc., where through a haram source of photography, etc., which is not permitted. And the Islam forbade it very strictly. So all that we should keep away from and do it in the correct way, in the limits of Sharia, in there only is goodness. We can't go out of the limits. That is very important. And then the third thing was tazkiyah nafs. This still, many of us, myself, all of us, we are still very much, we are not accustomed to this. What is this tazkiyah? About knowledge of deen, we all, which is relevant, we are all aware of its importance also reasonably. In terms of the tafreeh of deen, conveying the message, and also we understand, but this about tazkiyah is still not so much. What is tazkiyah? It is purification of the soul, purification of the heart. How must the heart be purified? How must the soul be purified? For example, we all have to Jumu'ah, Allah accept from all of us, and Allah keep us always to make all our namazes still our mod with afiyat and salamati. But can we all make wudu? Many of us made ghusl, and with that ghusl we have come a wudu, also we made wudu. But how many of us washed our hearts, cleansed our hearts? That is what is called tazkiyah, cleaning the heart. Now how do we go about it? The heart, like we made wudu. Now a simple dua, just a little bit we have to do to adjust it. A simple dua, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutaqabbilin. Oh Allah, make me of those who make tawbah, that is, and make me of those who are pure. Purify my heart. So we just do that and the heart will get pure. With wudu, we took 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it may be. We washed our face, our hands, legs, all everything, the sunnah, the farah. But to wash your heart, it was just that small thing. To purify the heart, we made ghusl, from head to toe we cleaned ourselves. But to clean the heart, example of that, we wash our car, we make it shine, but we don't worry of the engine. We don't worry of putting the seat of oil inside, the water inside. We don't service the car, but just the outside we are worried. Then how long is that car going to service? So our heart is the most important thing. Now what must we wash the heart of? What must we cleanse the heart about? One is all types of kufr and shirk. For example, a little bit doubt about the existence of Allah, little bit doubt about life in the qadr, about Jannah, Jahannam, where our iman is from. So it's so important that our hearts must be purified, must be cleansed of all kufr and shirk. Today we are mixing with lot other non-Muslims also, with lot other people in our Muslim circle who got doubts about me, who promote all other things also. All this has an effect on us. We walk on the road, the billboards, advertisements, the TV, our cell phone, all the time we are bombarded with other things. Now to keep the heart is proper iman must be there. And no shirk with Allah. Allah alone is the doer. Not my job, not my shop, not my medicines. Allah is the doer. So that we have to work forward. That is what is called the tazkiyah. The pure purification through iman on Allah. And then the contact with Allah. A beautiful example is given by Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. He says an insect walks on the grapevine, from the bottom it comes up. And then whole life it spends on the leaves, eats the leaves. You'll find holes there. Then the farmers, agricultural people, they work on some thing to get rid of the ants, etc. But he says if they at end, or that little insect, just went 1 centimeter higher, and got 1 drop of the grape juice, then it's alhamdulillah should come out from the bottom of his heart. He's living on the leaves all the time. His whole life is sustained on the leaves. But one drop of this grape juice, like that we make effort for our need, but we get one drop of the love of Allah. Today we don't even perhaps know. I do not know. Now we at least just have some idea. We still haven't got the reality of finding the love of Allah. We got love of our wives, our homes, our cars, our businesses. All this put together is nothing compared to one drop of the love of Allah. Love of the masjid, love of namaz is great, but love of Allah, that is the great. So this is what we have to work for. This is what the soil of the sea. Then our hearts we have to clean of jealousy. How much of us we got jealousy for one another? Of anger. A person so angry on his wife, so angry on his children, so angry on his boss, boss angry on his worker, and they angry out of control. What is that? To manage this anger, there is no other cause. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This is called what is called. Today, doubts about people. Husband doubts his wife, wife doubts her husband. All this accusation, false accusation, all this are diseased about her. Jealousy, pride. Today pride, I'm great, I'm somebody, all must listen to me. My wife, my children, all, we even have to listen to Allah, but all must listen to me. All these things are very prevalent in us. So all this, the cleanliness to remove this from us, this is what is called tazkiyah. We have to work in this way. Generally, we didn't learn this when we were in the maktab also. This wasn't taught. We are taught how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, how to be namaz. But to purify the heart, that we did. We go for Hajj Umrah. We make everything. But to purify the heart, all these things which are very, very prevalent. One time, one of our great buzurgs was in a hospital in Bombay. The doctors prescribed an operation for him, medical procedure, and he had to sign. So he said, I will first speak to my spiritual doctors, and they advise me, see what they advise. So he said, who are your spiritual doctors? We are your doctors, we are teaching you. So he said, call all the doctors of the hospital. They came, he asked them, see, you take our blood regularly. You check how much sugar, cholesterol, my kidney functioning, my thyroid functioning, everything you check. Tell me, can you check how much of anger have I got? How much of pride have I got? How much of jealousy, hatred, malice? Today we desire somebody is the harm of people in Israel. In fact, we get happy somebody is in the king. All these are great, great spiritual diseases. To do things for name and fame, to do it for our nafs. Today we normally use deen for our nafs, whereas we have to use ourselves for the deen of our nafs. So they said, now this we cannot check. So he said, that is a spiritual doctor. And that is what is called Islam, that we have to purify the heart of all. If we are whole life, we are making namaz, but we were doing it for show. And perhaps we didn't even know that I'm doing it for show. What is show? What is doing things for name and fame? This also we have to analyze it. We have to find out. So this is all that department, what is called tazkiyah, what is called the khanqah, what is called the tasawwuf. This is the names that we get put off by the names. But the thing is to purify the heart. And each one, I am the most in need of it. If I sit here and I think I'm lecturing all of you and I'm all right, then I'm the worst of all. I need it the most. And we need it still more to clean our heart. And when maud comes, then we go with the pure kalima, la ilaha illallah. And if we didn't work on the heart, at the time of maud, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, what is in the heart will be taken out. And we didn't clean our heart. Heart is filled with the love of dunya. The heart is filled with Western fashions and designs. And heart is filled with sports. And heart is filled with everything of dunya. And where is the place for Iman? Iman is not just right away, it comes in somewhere. Iman is the most important thing. This is what is called in the year. For that, inshallah, on the 12th, 13th and 14th of this month, Jamadul Ukhra, and the 7th, 8th and 9th of February, next month, there will be a Islahi Jalsa. Over 3 days there will be very many ulama from overseas also. Talks will be given on this aspect of our deen, which we are all very much in need of. And try to attend, bring friends also with, listen to it, and then we try and make our tazkiyah, purify our hearts. We are purifying our body, daily we take a bath, we perhaps put some perfume also, we do everything. But when are we washing the heart? When are we cleansing the heart? This is also one very, very important department of our deen, and the purpose of the Prophet to come into this world, purify the hearts of people. And if our hearts are clean, Allah comes in the heart. And when we have Allah, we have got everything. When hearts are clean, husband and wife will unite, families will unite, communities will unite. And just to end off, the condition of the Muslims which is in the world, unfortunately, which we are witnessing, what we are going through. For that, let us all make dua. That all can do. Our imams must be reading Quyus and Nazil Ayat Fajr. But besides that, all of us, we make dua. The duas are important. And whatever we can do, keep some nafil roza, that Ya Allah, remove these difficulties. Give some sadaqah also. And beg of Allah that Ya Allah, remove these difficulties. Dua, we must not fail. The ummah is part of us. We are part of the ummah. It's not an India problem. It's not a Syrian problem. It's the ummah's problem. And we are all part of the ummah. Please let us all make dua properly, consciously, that Allah release us of all these difficulties. So hard for us to hear what is happening, how it must be for those who are going through the whole thing. Allah Ta'ala may have mercy upon us, and let us make the respect in our duas.